One major point of contention in the upcoming legislative session, again, is transportation funding. Lawmakers have tried and failed over the past few years to agree on a transportation package to fix the state's ailing roads. Joining us to unpack the disagreements is our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins. Happy New Year, Austin.
Happy New Year and good afternoon to you, Ross.
New Year, same issue. In years past, the Republicans have refused to pass a transportation package that included a gas tax increase. They said the state transportation department must reform before it gets more money to spend. Secretary of Transportation Lynn Peterson told me last month her department has enacted all the reforms that Republicans have asked for. So does that mean the chances are better that a transportation package will finally get through the legislature?
I think that perhaps the odds are better, but I also know that Republicans would not agree with what the Secretary of Transportation said. They have practically trademarked this term or this phrase, reform before revenue. It's a mantra. I don't see that going away. And while I often warn or point out that one person's reform is another person's blasphemy, what we're talking about here are very volatile issues around transportation funding and the way we actually build these projects. So, for instance, one of the big roadblocks and sticking points has been that Republicans want to take some of the sales tax revenue we charge for transportation projects and put that back into transportation. That's been basically a non-starter with Democrats who say you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. That money should go into the state general fund, as it has traditionally and historically, to fund schools, corrections, social services. They bogged down on that topic last year in negotiations. No indication that the sides have moved on that. I see that coming up again and other issues like it around that reform revenue debate.
Well, there's also the where question. I read with great interest Republican State Senator Curtis King's op-ed in the Seattle Times. He's chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. And he said that Governor Inslee's transportation project list provides, quote, this is according to Senator King, amply for King County and much less so for around the state, end quote. Will there be a cascade curtain divide on transportation funding?
Yeah, and that's a good question. The context, of course, for this is that the governor rolled out his proposed budgets in December. The legislature convenes next week and gets its crack at this. I see really more of a Republican versus Democrat divide than necessarily a geographic divide, but rural versus urban is often the rub in transportation funding. I mean, the bulk of the people, the bulk of the traffic, and the bulk of the transportation spending happens in the central Puget Sound region. That's where the mega projects are. They get all the headlines, Big Bertha. But there are also roads and bridges and transportation needs in all 39 counties. And so the way these things typically work is that some of the projects in a transportation package get funded because they are critical, others because, frankly, they're political. In other words, you know, I'm a lawmaker. I say, you can get my vote for the package, but I need project X, Y, or Z for my district. Something to keep in mind, in the end, the bonding for transportation packages requires a 60% vote from the legislature. So there's got to be a lot of buy-in from a lot of members across both aisles to get one of these things passed.
And then there's paying for it. Republican Senator King stood firmly opposed to Governor Inslee's preferred funding mechanism for transportation, a carbon fee. And in her op-ed piece, I was interested to see the Democratic State Senator Judy Cliburn, chair of the House Transportation Committee, didn't support the fee or oppose it. Are legislative transportation leaders at best indifferent to the governor's proposed carbon fee plan?
Yeah, that seems, you know, indifferent to hostile probably is a fair assessment. And, you know, with taxes, it's the devil, you know. The public may not like a higher gas tax, but they get it. They know what it is. This new carbon tax that the governor's proposing is just that. It's new. So for lawmakers, it's a question of sticking with the familiar or trying to sell the public on something that's not so familiar. And, you know, the expectation is that a transportation funding package, if it passed out of the legislature, would need to be able to survive a challenge at the ballot. I will note, though, that the gas tax is not viewed as a long-term and reliable funding source. So transportation leaders have already been looking for alternatives, mainly vehicle miles traveled type of charges. Maybe the governor's proposal now gets added to that mix.
We've mentioned a few different issues that are going to come up between here and passing a transportation package. What do you think the crucial issue is going to be, looking forward to the session?
Well, really, this is about Democrats and Republicans who now have, you know, split control of the legislature, really trying to assert their differences before they find common ground. They want the public to understand what they're about and to show why they think the other side isn't doing what it ought to be doing. So really, this is going to be, I think, a fight at the beginning. In the end, the question is, can they get past the hurdles and the roadblocks that bogged them down last year? The thing that goes that's going for them in terms of supporters who want this is, it's been a decade since the last gas tax package, and there is a lot of pressure coming from outside the legislature to do this.
We'll see if it works. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins on transportation in the state legislature. Thank you so much, Austin.
You're welcome, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.